The word today is God. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Last week, we started to define who the true God is. This is an extremely important topic, for in order to be saved, you must know the true God. And there is only one true God. Here from our archives to continue this important study is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, God.
I have been talking about the subject of God, and I want to continue that thought a little bit more today because I hope with all my heart that we are getting through to the listeners all over the world that listen to this program. It's the only reason we have to spend the money and to use the energy and the time and the efforts and the technologies to reach the world with the knowledge of the true God. He is the God that has given us the Holy Scriptures. He is the God that Christians worship. The Christian church takes its name from Christ, the second person in the Holy Trinity. The true God is a triune God. That means not three gods, that would be heresy, but one God who has revealed himself in three persons. He is the Father, who has created all things and takes care of them. He is the Son, Jesus Christ, who left his throne in heaven and came to earth and became a human being born of the Virgin Mary to take on human nature as both true God and true man, who died on the cross and rose again from the dead and ascended to heaven in order to come back again someday soon, what we call Judgment Day. And he is the Son of God, true God. And then the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit who uses God's word in order to bring people to faith. He is the one that gives us the conviction, the ability, the power to believe and to remain faithful in our faith. So the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the only true God. All other gods are false gods, and anyone that places their hope in faith in those false gods is going to be utterly disappointed. Not only that, but also lost, because there's no access to heaven unless your sins are forgiven, and there's no forgiveness of sins unless you know Jesus Christ. Now, when we discuss God and his mercy and his goodness, he has given his word available to everybody. And it's the function and the purpose of the Christian church, anyone who claims to be a Christian, to take that message to the world. Now, if you want to do a little research historically on this subject, take a look at the 11th chapter of St. Paul's epistle to the Romans. Now, it's a little bit complicated, but you can find through it if you take some time and prayerfully do some research. What it's talking about there, it pictures the church or the kingdom of God as a tree that is growing. One of the things we know about the Christian is that you have to be able to grow. You have to grow if you're going to remain alive. By the way, that's one of the principles of God. Anything that is alive, if it's a flower, a weed, if it's a tree, if it's grass, if it's an animal, if it's a baby, whatever it is, anything that is alive, that has life, has to grow in order to stay alive. The same thing is true of your faith. If your faith is alive and real, it will grow, it will mature. Now, one of the processes that you can use in God's word to grow, so to speak, is to pray that the Holy Spirit will bless you as you use the word. Now, we were referring to the 11th chapter of Romans. In the 11th chapter of Romans, it talks about the kingdom of God. We could say the church or the people of God. And back in the Old Testament days, that meant the Jewish nation. And it talks about them. It says that God provided for them a Savior and that many of them rejected it. They said, no, we don't believe Jesus is the Savior. We don't think he is the one that we should be waiting for. And so it speaks of this tree having produced some dead branches. They were no longer alive. They were falling away and were broken off from the tree. Now, if you're trying to explain this to a little child, the simplest way would be to go outside to any plant and take a little knife with you or something and cut off a little limb off of a tree or cut off a little branch that's forking out from a little plant somehow. Just cut something off and hold it in your hand and ask them, now this branch has been pulled away, this limb, let's use the word limb, this limb has been pulled away from the branch has been removed from the trunk, do you think this branch can still live? And if the child's 3 or 4 or 5 years old, they say, no, because it's not connected anymore. It's not getting any nutrients. It's not getting any sap. And as a result, it's going to die. And you can demonstrate this by putting it down in the grass or on the ground there somewhere and let it lie there. The next day, it'll start to wither. And the day after that, it'll turn brown. It'll wither, and they'll see it died. It died. It was pulled off of the tree and therefore could not survive. Now, in Romans 11, it talks about many of the people in Judaism having been broken off and no longer believing. And it talks about God's disappointment over this. And remember, St. Paul is writing this epistle under the inspiration of God. And Paul refers to the fact, he says, you know, this is when God said, well, I'm going to give the Gentiles a chance. And Paul firmly believed that God had called him to be the missionary to the Gentiles. And so he went to the non-Jewish people, and he said, this Savior that God gave to the Jewish people is also available to you. He loves all people, not just certain races, not just certain classes of people. He loves all people. And his Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross in order to take the sins of all people away so that everyone can be forgiven. It's a gift he earned there on the cross for everybody. Now, it only becomes beneficial to those who believe it. It's just like if I had a gift here and it was all wrapped up for you and I had your name on it and I hold it out to you and say, here's a gift, and you said, oh, no, that's not for me. I don't want it. I don't accept it. And you reject it. Well, then, of course, it's not going to bless you. It's not going to help you one bit, even though it's truly for you. Jesus Christ died for everyone. There are no exceptions to that. For everyone, every race, and every person on the face of the earth, but it's only going to be a blessing, and it's only going to be helpful and saving to the people who believe that. That's why God, the Holy Spirit, sends his power upon us to convert us, to open and break into our stubborn, hard-hearted hearts, and work faith there so that we can believe this and can accept that gift and can say, thank you, God, for forgiving me and for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to take my sins away. And to believe in that means we've been converted. That is the new life, the new faith, the new birth. Now, in this whole process, we need to get that message out. We need to get that word out. And I'm very thrilled that God has blessed us and left us grow. Every year we've grown, and we thank God for that. We have partners from all over the world, really. We don't hear too much, you know, it costs an awful lot even for a postage stamp or to mail a letter in India or China. And so, but we even hear from there. We even hear from there, and we praise and thank God for that. And so the people that are here in America and are able, if they're working, they have a job, once in a while we'll send a gift in, and we thank God for that. The majority of the funds, and I think I should tell you, there are many people in my congregation that see it as their calling to support this ministry and this work, to bring these broadcasts to you around the world. And we praise God for the opportunity. And this is a Lutheran church in suburban Milwaukee. We do not have any salaries. We pay no salaries, no fees. We do not in any way drain or siphon off anything from those funds. Everything is used to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. Now, I started to tell you how God says the Gentiles came into this in Romans 11, and that doesn't mean that he's given up on the Jews. Definitely not. As a matter of fact, if you know anything about the Christian church, you know that all over there are many Jewish people who believe in the true triune God and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. As a matter of fact, those in the Jewish race that accept Jesus as their Savior are known as Messianic Jews. There are thousands of Messianic Jews who have as their goal to reach their fellow Jews with the knowledge and the certainty that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that he is the promised one, that he has come, and that through his suffering and death they have the forgiveness of sins. And so there is still that root, that stem. You know, in Romans 11, it talks about, and Isaiah even talks about it, at Christmas time you hear about that, that prophecy that referring to Jesus, that out of that stump there will come a shoot, and these shoots show there's still life there. There's still a remnant there. I love that term, remnant. The remnant in this case, however, means there is a bloodline, whatever you want to, that's not the right word, not bloodline, but there is a line that is still alive and is still producing shoots. If you ever walk past a dead stump, you'll see some of these shoots coming out, still struggling to live, still trying to get up there again and become a tree. And that's what Romans 11 is talking about. I hope that you in your life are fully alive and that you are proclaiming Jesus Christ to anyone who will listen. I hope that you will get them into God's Word, ask them to pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit to be converted, that they will believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and then you can assure them they have the gift of eternal life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.